Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Tom Fortino's on a phone line. He's with the Alpha Wealth Group. You hear him sometimes here on WGN Radio. Hi, Tom. How are you?
Good morning.
I want to
glad to be here.
Yeah, I'm glad you joined us. I asked you to just come on and comment for me an Associated Press piece I saw in the Tribune. Can I read a couple of paragraphs to you?
Sure.
It says here, how is Wall Street so healthy while Main Street is teetering? You're laughing because you've heard people say this, right?
All the time.
And what's your headline answer to that?
Well, there is a logical answer, and there's a reason for it. Some of them are good, some of them not so good. But there really is a reason this is happening. I mean, let's start with the fact, I mean, we understand GDP is down over 30%, which means our economy is 30% less. The unemployment's 10.2. Corporate profits down over 30%. So what's going on? How is the market going up? Well, there's a number of reasons for that. One is, and probably the biggest reason, is the Fed. Right. I mean, the Fed has reduced rates to practically zero. They're pumping tons of money into the economy, and they're actually to a point where they're buying corporate debt. So, and they floated the idea of buying, even equities. So they're backstopping everything. In addition to that, you've got $2.4 trillion. I know some people want to call it stimulus, but of those four, these four stimulus that they provided during the coronavirus. And then, the other thing is, you've heard maybe the acronym, I don't know if you've heard the acronym TINA, there is no alternative, so these are things that are actually driving the market. 10-year treasuries at 0.6%. Who wants to put their money, buy a 10-year treasury and get 0.6% for 10 years? So these are things that are driving the market, and, where are you going to put your money? Those are some of the reasons. The other thing is there are positives out there. Right, we've seen momentum over the last 3 months with the jobs reports. The market is trending up, and so there are still some positives. And so these are good things that are happening. But there's some things that are not so good. But again, there's a logical answer to why we're seeing this happen.
Yeah, I'm not against the $2.4 trillion. I mean, maybe some of it wasn't spent perfectly. But if you get $1,200 and he gets $1,200 and she gets $1,200 and they spend that over the last couple of months, Tom, do you have a problem with that?
Well, and they're talking about adding another trillion.
Yeah.
Here's my concern with all this. The question really is this sustainable? You may have heard the term melt up when the market continues to go up, when fundamentals don't support it.
Yeah.
And, so this is a massive amount of debt we're creating. I don't know if you saw this morning, a lot of these companies, Outback, Applebee's, Cheesecake Factory, they're likely to default on their debt. And there's the debt market is actually bigger than the stock market. The municipal debt, we have a $27 trillion, federal debt. So those are the things that concern me longer term. I don't think short term that's going to be an issue, but that's the big question here. What can derail what we're doing right now?
Yeah.
Right. So that's the concern. I think people need to be cautious, and I would say, the takeaway from some of this, and I've said this before, John, in fact, it's interesting. You brought up the person born in 1900, right? All the things that they've gone through. I think that illustrates this, that, we're going to get through this, but you have to look long-term in your planning. Short-term events cannot dictate your long-term plan.
I know, but it's ironic to me, Tom, if I may, that
okay,
we probably should have been paying attention to the debt a long time ago, but... laugh, right? Okay, that's the understatement of the century.
Yeah.
But we weren't. And so now we're piling in trillions more that we should not be. But at least I see the immediate need for this. If you ask me why are we so far in debt up to this point, up to pandemic time, I would say it's because we're lazy and we have bad politicians. But why are we adding several trillion more on right now? I think it's because people need groceries. So because we don't want it to fall any further. So if you said $27 trillion, the last $3 trillion we spent, I'm okay with. It's the first 24 that get micro,
I agree with that. I agree with that completely, John. As far as, I liken it to someone who's struggling, just if you look at it from your own house. you know, you need money to get by, you know you're going to get back on your feet and you're going to be able to service your debt. This is necessary, and I'm not disagreeing with that. So I agree with everything you said.
I want to. All right. Well then, let's stop right there. I want to read something else to you. And by the way, I wish I had not just invented the expression "get my crow," but I did, and I'm going to live with that.
Well, maybe it'll have some legs. People will start using it more.
Maybe
often.
It'll have wings. You get it? All right. Listen to this. So this from the Associated Press story in the Tribune on the obituary page, which I find a little foreboding. It says the corner bars, the family restaurants, other small businesses across the U.S. that are teetering or closing for good are not listed on the stock market. Apple, Microsoft, Amazon, Facebook, and Google's parent company, are. And movements in their stocks alone are dictating the action in the S&P 500 more than ever before. So I guess what this is making me wonder is the S&P 500 that healthy, or is it just the S&P 5 that are super healthy? And that's why the stock market, and by the way, thank God, that's why my 401k is not completely collapsed.
Sure. Yeah, that's right. The S&P 5 stocks make up over 20% of the S&P because it's cap weighted. So when you have Apple, which is approaching a $2 trillion value versus IBM, which is worth $150 billion, the movement in one stock has much more impact on those five. So that's a very accurate. So that's a great question. You know, no, the majority of S&P stocks are not up year to date, and it is driven primarily by those. But again, momentum, and this is the other thing about the stock market we want to keep in mind is we are, you know, it's always forward looking. So, you know, we're seeing some things happen where small caps and some rotation into cyclicals out of the tech industry are starting to happen. So again, there's positives happening. And we just have to say, is it sustainable? Is it going to keep going? And that's the big question. Now, there's a number of things that can derail that. Obviously, the coronavirus. These are things we can't control.
Right.
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 The school system, you know, 45 million, they estimate around 45 million adults, working adults, have children that are 18 and under. And then you've got to deal with Congress. What are they going to do? And the Fed. So there's things we can't control. And again, I hate to come back to this, but for the listeners, the takeaway from this is, you know, again, I think there's things to be cautious about. This is really a great opportunity to say, I have a do-over here, right? The market was down over 30% at one point. It's back up 50%, at least on the S&P. You know, now is the time to take a look at knowing, you know, it was a great saying by Peter Lynch, a Fidelity fund manager, know what you own, know why you own it. I would just tell everyone this is their call to action. Really take a look at what you own. Talk to your advisors.
Yeah.
You know,
but when I look at the economy and then I hear this about people's retirement funds in the stock market and they seem to be living on different planets, and then I think, okay, these two things need to talk to each other. There needs to be some sort of grand unified theory about all of this. And what I'm hearing you say and the conclusion I'm coming to lately is that neither are wrong. The economy is in trouble, but these markets will do well, and in part because the economy is doing badly. That is, if businesses are closing or finding ways to transition, and if schools are finding ways to teach at home, then tech companies will prosper. So there you have Google, Amazon, Facebook, Microsoft. You have Apple. You have those companies. They will do well. And so there's nothing wrong with that, right? Like, it's not... It's not like the inherent value of those companies is corrupt, that maybe Facebook and Apple and Google and Amazon really are worth those valuations right now, correct?
I agree. Yes, they are. I agree. And what's interesting about that is, and I think what's terrific about our system and our markets, they do adjust and adapt. And so to your point, I think we're going to see, you know, once the economy recovers, and I think most people believe that will happen, we don't have an exact date on it, it's actually going to be stronger coming out of this in many ways because people have adjusted and, you know, and done things to their businesses to come out stronger.
Well, I think businesses have learned a hard lesson right now. Those that survive this will know how to be streamlined, how to be more cautious.
Absolutely.
How to be more aggressive in the right areas. Ellis said, we got to wrap this conversation up. Are you juggling the phone, or what's happening over there, Tom?
You mean as far as the clients?
No, the phone. I just went...
Oh, I'm sorry. No.
No, it's okay.
Not on this end. I'm holding it right up to my ear.
Attaboy. All right. Well, listen, Tom. I just wanted to make sure you were okay. All right. Well, that's good to hear, Tom. I just saw that, and I just wanted to hear somebody else kind of walk me through that. This is not a commercial for you, but if I wanted to reach you, how do I reach you, sir?
Well, our number is, well, you have two options. You can go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. That's alphawealthgroup.com, or you can call us directly at 630-519-4742.
Okay, Tom. Tom Fortino over at Alpha Wealth Group. Nice to talk to you today. Thanks for helping me out.
All right. Great to talk to you, John.